Ron deserved a new trial for many reasons, chief among them ineffective assistance of counsel. Barney's mistakes were numerous and harmful. They included the failure to raise the issue of his client's mental competency, failure to thoroughly investigate and present evidence against Glenn Gore, failure to flesh out the fact that Terry Holland had also testified against Carl Fontenot and Tommy Ward, failure to inform the jury that Ricky Joe Simmons had confessed to the murder and had even done so on a videotape that Barney actually possessed, failure to attack Ron's confessions and suppress them before trial, and failure to call mitigating witnesses during the penalty phase. Bill Peterson and the cops were faulted for hiding the 1983 video of Ron's second polygraph, using confessions obtained by questionable means, including Ron's dream confession, calling to the stand and putting under oath jailhouse snitches, presenting a case with almost no physical evidence, and sitting on exculpatory evidence. Judge C. analyzed the history of hair evidence and ruled, rather dramatically, that it was too unreliable and should be banned from all courts. He criticized the OSBI experts for their mishandling of the samples in the Fritz and Williamson investigation. Bill Peterson, Judge Jones, and Judge John David Miller were faulted for not stopping the proceedings and inquiring into Ron's mental health. Judge Jones was wrong for holding a Brady hearing on exculpatory materials after the trial was over. His denial of Barney's request for a forensic expert to rebut the testimony from the OSBI gang was reversible error in itself. With the precision of a surgeon, Judge C. cut through every aspect of the trial and laid bare the mockery of Ron's conviction. Unlike the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals, a tribunal that had examined the case twice, Judge C. saw a bad conviction and questioned everything. At the end of his opinion, he added something unusual, an epilogue. He wrote, "While considering my decision in this case, I told a friend, a layman, I believed the facts and the law dictated that I must grant a new trial to a man who had been convicted and sentenced to death. My friend asked, 'Is he a murderer?' I replied simply, 'We won't know until he receives a fair trial.' God help us if ever in this great country we turn our heads while people who have not had fair trials are executed. That almost happened in this case." As a courtesy, Judge C. sent a copy of his opinion to Barney Ward, with a note saying he was sorry, but he had no choice. Barney would never speak to him again. Though Vicki Hildebrand, Gail Seward, and Jim Payne felt strongly about their work, they were still somewhat apprehensive when it was made public. Giving a new trial to a death row inmate was not popular in Oklahoma. Ron's case had consumed their lives for a year, and though they were sure of themselves, they did not want Judge C. and his office criticized.